Last time we discussed the Isser Malacha for an Avel, Tel Shiva, as we saw in Simon Shinpei. And we briefly discussed the Isser Schora, independent of the Isser Malacha, that the Rush source is based on Yerushalmi. However, there is a Bavli as well that may speak to the Isser Schora. And that is the Gemara that we have on Kaf Beis Amud Aleph onto Kaf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara on the very bottom of Kaf Beis Amud Aleph. Kol ha-meisim kulan ratzna mimai be'iska ratzna eina mimai. When it comes to any mace, a person has the prerogative to decide whether to minimize his asek. What does that mean? Rashi says, mimai be'iska gon skora. So a person has the ability or the discretion to minimize or not his asek b'skora. Al aviv al imo mima'et, period. However, when it comes to aviv al imo, there's no choice. A person in avil must be mima'et, the isko mima'et, the schora. Then the Gemara on Kavav amibes, onto Kavzayim and Aleph. There the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, haholeich mimakom lemakom, if a person is traveling, an avil is traveling, Im yachol lemay beisko yemayit, if he has the ability to be memayit beisko, he should do so. V'im lav yigal gil yimahan, and if not, he should go along with the flow, go along with his traveling companions. Rashi, ve'eno osa schar b'fnei atzmo el im chabur. He shouldn't engage in schar on his own. He should only do so with the b'nei chabur if he has no choice. So according to Rashi. These two Gemaras, in tandem, are discussing Schora. The Gemara uses the term in both of Asek. Rashi explains this as Schora. Says the Chidushei Haran, here on Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, Perish Rashi, the Afal Pi Shenesar B'Malacha, Lo Nesar B'Masa B'Mata. That we know this is an Isser Malacha. That's not the topic here. Because Isser Malacha doesn't extend to Masa Mata, and that doesn't involve Isser Malacha doesn't extend to certain commercial activity that doesn't involve technical malachas per se. Aval al aviv al imo aser b'masa u'b'matan. However, there's an additional isser of masa matan isser schora dafka for avelus al aviv the al imo. So Rashi doesn't say all of that. We just saw two words in Rashi can go in schora. But presumably the Ran is understanding in Rashi, and this is how the Magia on the Chidushei Ran explains, that the fact that Rashi says Yimai b'scharaso, obviously Rashi is distinguishing between schar and malacha, because if you're talking about malacha, that's clearly an objective isser. And the Ran seems to have understood in Rashi that the nidon here is toch shiva, that after Shiva, there's no Isser Malacha at all. So the fact that Rashi is distinguishing between Schora and Malacha by implication, must be talking about Tel Shiva. If you're talking of Shloshim Halacha, so then why do you have to limit it to Schora? There's no Isser Malacha during Shloshim anyway. It must be talking Dafik during Shiva, where there is an Isser Malacha, but there's no Isser Schora per se. There's a recommendation, you might be Schora. And in Aviv Imo, that recommendation becomes a more concrete isser that you're not allowed to engage in Maso Matan at all. And that's how the Ran understood, Rashi understood the Gemara on Daf Kaf Beis. I'll call him Mason Kulan, Ratz Mimai Be'isko, Ratz Ein Mimai. You have the option, if it's Al Shar Krov and Tok Shiva, to be Mimai Be'isek, as opposed to Malacha, which is objectively Aser. And Al Aviv Imo, then even Schor is Aser Tok Shiva. And that's how the Ran understands Rashi. That's how the Meir explains the Gemara there as well. And that's the first pshat in the Nimuka Yosef. Nimuka Yosef, your Gimel Amud Beis B'Daf Yerif, the bottom of your Gimel Amud Beis B'Daf Yerif. In the first page in the Nimuka Yosef, he understood that the Gemara is talking Masa Matan, as opposed to Malacha. Malacha is objectively Aser for everyone. And Masa Matan slash Chor is only Aser for Aviv Imo, but not Al Shar Krovin. And then the Gemara here, when it comes to Shar Krovim, is telling us about a certain Midas Chasidus, not Ikaridin. Ikaridin, there's no Isser Schora for an Aval Shar Krovim Toch Shiva. to midas chasidus to refrain, and for avimo it's a more objective issa. So that's how the Mikra Yosi presents it. That's how the Ran explains Rashi. And that's what we have in the Meiri as well. Tosfos and Daf Kavzayin and Aleph Dibur Maskel Miachol. That's a parallel Gemara we saw. The Avil who's traveling the Makom Lamakom in Miachol and Ma'id Beisko Yimait. The Tosfos quotes Rashi Pirsh Bekunches Beschol Raso. The Nidon is Masel Mata and Schora. The Nira the Bedaver Ha'avud Kamar. And Tosa says we're talking about a Dover Ha'avud. The Chayim Pirish Le'el, our first Gemara, Gabi Alkola, Mesim Kula, and Ratsa Mimite, the Isko, Ratsa Eda Mimite. The Gamma Rab Pirish Le'el, the Dover Ha'avud, Osa Bitsina, the Soch, Beso. Nearly Perusha, the Hachamari, the Ovid, the Emo. Umishim, the Holak Bedera, Kitirlo, Shigal Gel Imahim. In Eno Yakal, Mite. The Bashar Mesim, Eina Mimai Klau, Emena Rotsa. So Tos understood that the Nidon here, both on Kavav Kazayin and Kavayz, is Dafka Dover Ha'avud. So if we're talking about Dover Ha'avud, it means we're talking about Toch Shiva. Right? Toch Shiva, where there's an Isser Malacha, but there's an dispensation for Dover Ha'avud. So Tosus isn't arguing that we're talking about Schora, but Tosus is saying we're talking about Schora with the Dover of the caveat. So Tosa understood that Schora, it sounds like, is included in the Isser Masa Umatan. So Schora is Asr just as any Malach is Asr, even if it in a particular business engagement, there may be no formal Malacha per se, but it's still included in the general rubric of Malacha. However, there's a heter of Davar Ha'avod. So when it comes to Shar Krovin, Yimai Bisco, when it comes to Shar Krovin, the recommendation is even Davar Avod, Midas Chasidus, Yimai Bisco, as opposed to Avod V'imo, where Aser sounds like even the Davar Avod. And that's the second shot in the Nimuka Yosef, that Yimai Bisco is Dafka B'makom Davar Avod. That's the context of Yimai Bisco, B'davar Avod. Kesef Mishnah is bothered by that very point. Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam Perek Vav Lachates, as well as in the Bedek Habayis to Seif Kaf Dalet. There, the Kesef Mishnah with Yosef Mechaber is bothered. How could that be? That according to Tosfos, Al Aviv Imo, there's no heter of Dover Avod at all. That the whole heter of Dover Avod is only for Shar Krovim, but for Aviv Val Imo, Dover Avod doesn't do anything. Because that's what should emerge, according to Tosfos, that we're talking Dafka B'davar Avod, and that's the distinction between Shar Krovim and Avivimo. Shar Krovim, Davar Avod is discretionary. You have the ability to be Oseik the Davar Avod, even better not to be Midas Chasidus. And Avivimo, you're not allowed to be Oseik even B'davar Avod. That's the Kesef Mishnah's problem with Tosfos. How could that be? The Meiri, just parenthetically, the Meiri here presents the same shita in a very terse line, but he says it as, he says the following, that for Aviv Imo, you don't, this seems to be a comment on this line, that what it sounds like the Meiri is saying is that even if there is no heter of Davar Avod for Aviv Imo, there is still a heter of Seida Gedola. So the gradations, the Magi on the Miri points out you don't find this in other Rishonim, but there are gradations that vanilla flavor or low grade Davar Avod would be Aser Al Aviv Imo. But if it's a super Davar Avod of Seida Gedola, so then even Al Aviv Imo would be Mutter. So maybe that's a little bit where Tosus, the direction you have to go in with Tosos, that Tosos would acknowledge maybe that there's Davar Avod and there's Davar Avod, a super Davar Avod, everyone would have to agree, even a love of Ema, there's a dispensation, and the more mundane or the less severe Davar Avod, that would be us or all of Ema. But maybe Tosos has to go in that direction as well. But because of the Kesef Mishnah's problem with this understanding of Tosos, the Kesef Mishnah prefers to understand that the Gemara is talking about a Shloshim Halacha and not a Shiva Halacha. So both Rashi, who understood we're talking about Schora, and there's an Isser Schora al Avimo, and Tosa understood as Dafka Schor Davar Avud, they both understand that the Nidon here is Nihuge Shiva. Right? Either, according to Rashi, Malacha is Aser Medina during Shiva, and Masa Matim Sharkrovim is Midas Hasidus, and for Avimo is Medina. Or according to Tosfos, Schor is subsumed under Masa Matan, but there's a difference in terms of the application of Davar Avud. But either way, both understand that we're talking about a Shiva Halacha. The Kesef Mishnah, because of his problem with Tosos, prefers to explain that this is a Shloshim Halacha, and you have a precedent for that in Tanis Daf Yubeis, that when it comes to a Tanis for Geshem, for lack of Geshem, there's a din of Bimimai B'masa Umata. So you have precedent in certain circumstances of Bimimai B'masa Mata, and so that would be a Shloshim Halacha here too. Shloshim, which is a lower grade of Eilus and Shiva, there's no Isser Malacha, but there's still a preference of Bimimai B'masa Umata. And the Kesef Mishnah thinks that this is Mashman the Rambam from the Rambam's presentation or ordering of these Halachos, that the Rambam quotes this Gemara Dafka in Perek Vav, which is the parak that deals with Hilchos Shloshim, as opposed to parak Hay, which is the parak that deals with Dinei Shiva. So this din of Masa Matan, the Gemara and Daf Kav Beis, the Gemara and Daf Kav Vav Kazayin, the Rambam only has in parak Vav, not in parak Hay. Parak Vav Halacha Beis, Eilu Dvarim Sha'avel Asur Behen Kol Shloshim Yom, Tisbores, Gihud, Nisuin, Simchas Mireyas, the Leilet Bischora, Mimedina, Limedina. So that's in the Rambam's list of Shloshim Halachos, does not appear in Perek Hey. So that gives a reason for the Kesef Mishnah to explain our Gemara as being a Shloshim Halacha as opposed to a Shiva Halacha. Now you have this idea of it being Shloshim Halacha in Rav Haigon as well. The Talmidei HaRashba on the Gemara here on Kaf Beis Ma'akot, the Talmidei HaRashba quotes the Rabbeinu Haigon as follows. Kishaba l'chanuso baboker mis'acher k'sas yoser mimin haga. We're not talking about during Shiva. During Shiva, you're not going to work. During Shloshim, when you come to your store, you should come late, later than usual. The Yotze Be'ere Bori Yom Gadol. And you should leave when it's still light outside in the evening. So Yima'et Be'isko is you should have shorter business hours. You should come to work late and leave early during Shloshim. In the formulation of Rav Haigon of the Otzer Ha'Gaonim, which I think is quoted from the Ritz Gaius, Ki B'soch Shloshim Yom Im Hayoragya Leilech B'chanusa V'leishev Ad Erev, if normally you go to work, you sit in your store and stay there till evening. Eino osa achshav kain. Sorry. Ema yaraga leilich b'chanusa v'leishev at erev osa p'mlachto. If the norm is that you go to work and you stay in your store till evening doing your work. Eino osa achshav kain. That's not what you do now during Shloshim. Ela masma ad chatzos hayom. Rather, you tarry until chatzos hayom. You don't go to work until midday. If you deal with large volume of inventory, you should deal with a more constrained volume of inventory. So both in terms of your work hours and your work volume, you should cut back during Shloshim. So the way the Rambam presents the halachas here, again, in Perek Vav, beginning with the halacha Vav, halacha Ches. Al kol ha-nesim kulan mutter leilich b'schor v'la'achar shloshim yom, v'yal aviv al imo ashi garu bo chaveiro v'yomru lo leich ne'iman. It was at the Yerushalmi that says, when it comes to traveling for business, so after Shlosh of the no restrictions, on Aviv Imo, there's a din of Gara there. Halachatas v'chein, I'll call a mason kula and ratza mimai be'isko, ratza ena mimai. When it comes to all other mason, if you want to limit your asek, that's your prerogative. Al aviv al imo mimai be'isko, period. When it comes to aviv al imo, you must be mimai be'isko. That's the Gvaran Kaf Beis. Aholech mimakom lamakom, im yachol mimai be'isko yimai, v'mlav yiknes arche yaderach yidvarim sheyesh ben chay nefesh. That's the Gvaran Kaf Vav and the Kozayin, that if you're traveling for business, better to be mimai. If not, yiknes arche yaderach as needed. So the Karen Ora is just bothered. The Kazimisha says, in the context of Rambam Perek Vav, it sounds like these are Shloshim Halachos. The Karen Ora is bothered that that's nice in the context of the Gemara, of the Rambam, but it doesn't fit as well in the context of the Gemara, because this Memra of Yimai Be'isko and Afka Beis comes right after other halachos of Shiva. Well, the previous halacha is about Kura. And the next halacha is about Shiva. I'll call a mason kula and ratza cholitz, ratza enu cholitz. The din of chalitzas kasef, which we don't do anymore, bearing the elbow. So I'll love the I'll call a mason kula and ratza cholitz, ratza enu cholitz. I'll love the imo cholitz. That's clearly a Shiva halacha. He points out that there's a girsa in the Yerushalmi and the Avil Rabasi, that al aviv imo marba be'iskav. As opposed to yima'it, the Yerushalmi and the Maseches Machos has a girsa of marba, which means not marba be'esek, marba in business, obviously. It means marba in the kavod ames. And he thinks that fits better in the flow of the Gemara, because the previous din is about madcha mitasa, that you shouldn't be memahir, you shouldn't rush to bury the mace. When it comes to aviv imo, you have to show that you're slow to part from aviv imo. So the Karen Ora thinks that the Yerushalmi's girsa fits better in the flow of the Gemara. I call a mesim kula madcha mitasa, but it's a lack of covet the mace aviv imo. I call a mesim ratsa yimai biska ratsa lami, right? Ratsa yarba biska ratsa or lo yar, but you have the discretion as to how much avelus to demonstrate or how much covenant mace to demonstrate. Aleph imo, you have to be marbi, you have to show extra covenant mace. So that's not fully now the girsa that we have, but he thinks that if you have that ability to transpose the Yerushalmi's girsa into the Bavli, then that fits better in the flow. And then there's no such halacha, you might be isko, at least in this context. He just makes that that observation. If you look in the way this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, as Rabbi Willig made this Ara, that the din the din of Yimai Be'isko the din of v'holach l'makom l'makom and daf kav zayin. So that's in Siv Kaf Gimel. V'holach l'makom l'makom l'skara v'shama shmua krova im yachal l'may shilalasav shem esek v'sa yirmuta v'mlav not. And then Allah Kaf Dalit, I'll call Mason Russell and my Biscus, the Asa Skara Mutarislo. You go into Avra Avid like Tosfos, you might, Russell Enem might, period. I'll Avid the email, you might. And then Allah Kaf Hay, Sif Kaf Hay, I'll call Mason Asra Shloshim Yom, Leilech Biscora, Lene Rachok. You can pierce some God, that's Yerushalmi, we start quoting the Rambam. So, up until Sif Kaf Hay, everything in the Siman are Hilchos Shiva. So even if the Mechaber suggests within the Rambam that this din of Ratzah Yemayit is a Shloshim Halacha, but that's not how we formulated it in Shulchan Aruch. Because everything through Sif Kaf Dalet seems to be a Shiva Halacha, and only in Sif Kaf Hay does he quote that the Shloshim Halacha of travel for business, which is Yerushalmi that the Rambam quoted. Ba'al Shulchan seems to be bothered by this also. And if I read the Ba'al Shulchan correctly, he leaves this as a Tzarch Ian in Sifkat and Kuf Memches, that the Seder HaDvarim in the Mechaber is not consistent with how he understood the Rambam. And for that matter, the formulation in Sifkat Dalud, which is consistent with Tosfos, even though it's somewhat mitigated, that the way that the Mechaber presents Halacha, there isn't an absolute issur of doing anything with Davar Aviv Imo. It's Yemayit. You have to be Yemayit to some sense, but not that there's no possibility of doing anything with Davar Aviv. That may in fact be what Tosfos meant, despite the Ketzer Mishnah's Kasha. It's not in absolute terms. There's no way you can do anything with Davar Aviv. Just you have to limit that which you do for Davar Aviv. Okay, let's move on to Simon Shin Pei Aleph, Rechitza V'Sicha. So in general terms, when it comes to understanding the various details in the Nihugei Avelus, you have to figure out the relationship between Hilchos Yom Kippur, Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and Hilchos Avelus. There are many nihugim that are common to all, but there might be different details in their application reflective of the different natures of those respective isurim. So on Yom Kippur, we know that shar inuyim are usur because they are inuyim. That the reason for the isur rechitza sicha nilas sandal on Yom Kippur is a function of the inuy requirement of Yom Kippur. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says in Tzachin Mendalim Mebeis, Ein bein Tisha B'Av liyom HaKippurim, Ela shezeh sveiko aser, vezeh sveiko mutter, halachol dvarim zeh vezeh shavit. So the Gemara initially says that fundamentally in all the details of the Nihugim, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are equivalent. Nisailer blazer, Dharma blazer, just as you're not allowed to stick your finger in water on Tisha B'Av, or you're not allowed to stick your finger in water on Tisha B'Av, just as you're not allowed to stick your finger in water on Yom Kippur. Then the Gemara asks, Meisivei, Ein bein Tisha B'Av l'tana sibor, ela sheza asur b'asiyas malacha, v'zem mutar b'asiyas malacha, the Gemara asks that Asiyas Malachim B'makom Shenagu aside, where there's a heter on Tisha B'Av as opposed to Yom Kippur, everything else is equal. V'ilu Gabi Tanya Sibur Tanya Tisha Amru Asur Brachitza Lo Amru Elakol Gufo Avapana Yad V'Raglav Lo. So when it comes to a Tanasibur in general, So as opposed to Tisha B'Av, there's a heter of Rechitzas Panav Yad V'Raglav, and that's not true on Tisha B'Av. Mara says, Amar Papa, Tana Kule Kule Sani. That, no, as far, there are chumras of Tisha B'Av over Tana Sibor, but in terms of kulas, the only kula has to do with Malacha B'Makom, B'Makom Shinakom. The Briska Rav, in the piece in his Chidushim on the Rambam, Hilchos Tanis, working off this Gemara, explains that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Nihugim of Tisha B'Av, as in Rechitza and Nilas Sandal Sicha, are for a twofold reason. There's an element of Tanis Sibor on Tisha B'Av, like Yom Kippur, and there's an element of Avelus on Tisha B'Av as well. And that's Tanis Daflam and Kol Mitzvah Sanogos Be'Avel Nogos B'Tisha B'Av. So certainly Hugim and Tisha B'Av are reflective of a double theme, both of Avelus and of Tanis. So the Issur Rechitza on Tisha B'Av is for two reasons. You can't wash yourself on Tisha B'Av because that's an Avelus Halacha, and you can't wash yourself on Tisha B'Av because that's a Tanis Sibor, that's a Yom Kippur Dik Halacha. The Isser of Hoshatas Etzbo B'mayim, which we'll talk about soon in the context of Avel, whether that's Lahalacha, but the fact that the Gemara there says you can't stick your finger in water on Tisha B'Av, that's a Yom Kippur Halacha, because we'll see that that's not true when it comes to Avelus. If the Isser Rechitza on Tisha B'Av is only Medin Avelus, then it wouldn't be as severe as it is. The Isra Hashatas Etzbo B'mayim on Tisha B'Av is because of the Tana Sibor connection, because of the Yom Kippur Dik connection, not because of Avelus Moshe. Inui is not the same as Avelus.
No, for sure.
Right. The Gemara says that Tisha B'Av has commonalities with Yom Kippur, above and beyond commonalities with the regular Tanis Sibur. The classic Tanis Sibur that the Tzibur is gozer al Gishamim, there are certain restrictions on Rechitza, which are not as chamor as that which we have on Yom Kippur. So there are, could be Yesh B'chal Masai Mona, meaning that the whatever is Aser Midin Tanis Sibur is definitely Aser Yom Kippur, and war is Aser Yom Kippur. And Tisha B'Av has elements of the more extreme Tanis Sibur of Yom Kippur as well as of Avelis. It is a generic Tanis Sibur, is Mutter Rechitzas Pan of Yad Varaglav. Tisha B'Av is not. So what the Gemara is saying there in Sachim is that Tisha B'Av has elements both of the more Chamor Tanis Sibur of Yom Kippur as well as of Avelis. So that's just something to keep in mind when we examine some of the details of Ruchitza, the commonalities and differences between Avelus and Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in Tanis Nafi Gimel Amid Beis, Avel Aser Lirchos Kol Gufo, Bein Mechamin, Bein Bitzon, and Kol Shiva. There's an Isser of Ruchitza's Kol Aguf, not only in hot water, but cold water as well, which applies Kol Shiva. So you're not allowed to wash yourself Kol Gufo, even Bitzonein Kol Shiva. Aval, Panav Yad V'Raglav, B'chamin Aser, Bitzonein Mutter. However, Panav Yad V'Raglav, for an Aval Tok Shiva, is Mutter Bitzonein, just not B'chamin. So Kol Gufo is Aser, even Bitzonein. Panav Yad V'Raglav is only Aser B'chamin, not Bitzonein. Aval Losuch, Afilu Kol Shiva Aser. Sicha is Aser, even Kol Shihu. There's no heter upon the other raglav. The im la'avir is a zuama mutter. But if the purpose of the sicha, strictly speaking, im la'avir is a zuama may only be going on sicha. It's not clear if it's going on back on rechitz as well. Just for reading the Gemara. But at least sicha, it may be rechitz as well. Im la'aver es azuama mutter. If the purpose is to remove sweat or hygienically compromised situation, then it would be mutter. Okay, so four halachas here. Rechitzas kol gufo is aser even bitzonein. Panu yad raglav is mutter bitzonein aser b'chamin. Sichas aser even mekal shehu, and la'averes azuama is mutter. The Ramban in the Torah of Adam quotes this halacha as follows: Im la'averes azuama mutter, the ein zarech lomar, the misha hayu chatatin al rosho, the sach kedark of ein choshesh. That dispensation of zuama, not only if a person has some kind of skin condition on his head, which needs to be treated by some lotion, so he's allowed to apply the lotion. He's allowed to be sach kedarko on his head without restriction. V'chein im haya meluchlach betit ubitzowa rochitz kedarko v'ena choshesh. But similarly, if a person is dirtied with tit or tzowa, he's allowed to be rochitz kedarko. So the Ramban understood Lahavir says Zuhama isn't only going on Sicha, but it's going on Rechis as well. So just like Zuhama is a matir to do Sicha Kedarko, so too is Lichluch B'Tid V'Tzowa, that's also to some extent subsumed under Zuhama, and that's Mutter Kedarko as well. That's consistent with the Gemara in Yuma and Zayin and Mabez in the Yom Kippur context. Imaya Muluchlach B'Tid V'Tzowa, Rochitz kedarko ein achoshesh, that if a person is dirty, even a Yom Kippur, b'tzowa, he's allowed to wash normally without reservation. And that Ramban is what's reflected here in Sif Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. Rechitz haketzad, asur lirchotz kol gufo afilu b'tzonein, aval panav yad v'raglav, b'chamin asur b'tzonein mutter. So that last line, that's lifted from the Ramban in Taras Adam. That the Ramban understands that is an extension in our context of Lavir Es HaZuam. So what's the reason for that heter of Lavir Es HaZuama? The Mishabru explains in Hilchos Tishabov, Simen Tafkuf Nundal Sivkat and Yotes, Tafkuf Nundal Sivkat and Yotes, that in the Titvitzoa context, if you're dirty with Titvitzoa and you're washing yourself to remove it, that's not a Rechitza Shel Tanuk. And that's what the Rush quotes here from Yerushalmi in Simen Lamed Zayin, that Rechitza Sheinu Shel Tanuk is Mutter. The restriction of Rechitza for an Avel is a Rechitza Shel Tanug, and therefore Rechitza She'enu Shel Tanug isn't the Rechitza that's Aser. The Rechitza She'enu Shel Tanug is Mutter. So if you're washing off Tit Mitzoa, that's Heter Gomer, that's not the Rechitza that's Aser for Nava. And in that regard, that's that much is true for Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur as well. Now, the Lashon L'Mechaber, which is Lashon L'Ramban, is Rochets Kedarko. That if you are dirty, B'Tit V'Tzorah, Rochets Kedarko, and that's the Lashon we just saw in the Gemara in Yuma when it comes to Yom Kippur. So what does Rochets Kedarko mean? How much Kedarko do you have a dispensation? The Baalei Shulchan writes in Sifkat and Yod, he thinks Rochets Kedarko sounds like you can even use Chamin. Even if you could get the Tit V'Tzoa off with Sonein, Rochets Kedarko sounds like the way you would normally do it. If you normally wash yourself off when you're dirty with Chamin, then you could do that here as well. Divrei Sofrim, Sifkat and Zion, as well as Rabbi Karp, page Shinkaf, assume that's not the case. That Rochets Kedarko, you're allowed to wash yourself whatever's necessary, whatever's necessary to remove the Tit V'Tzoa. But if you could remove it with Sonein, there's no heter to use Chamin. It doesn't mean mamish kedarko. It means in excess of the availus restrictions. Normally you can't wash, and here you can. Meaning if it's and what are we talking about? If it's paniyad v'raglav, so you could wash bitzonein anyway. That's what the Divrei Sofrim raises. Are we talking about Kol Gufo? That seems unlikely. We're talking about Dafka Kol Gufo. Maybe it's a little bit more than Panaviyad and Raglav. So somewhere between that and Kol Gufo. Or the Chiddush is Rochets Kedarko if you need the hot water. If it's not going to come off with cold water, then Rochets Kedarko with hot water. But Hakala Kal Tchila, you do the minimum necessary to remove it. The Rosh Hechter told me he thought that if it's easier to remove it with hot water, so maybe in that case you could remove it with hot water. But if you can remove it relatively easily with cold water, then there's no hazard to use hot water. And that's definitely true on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, there's no hazard of panav yad raglev in betzonein. So then the rochitz kedarko of tit vitzoa is normally you can't do anything. But if you have tit vitzoa, then you wash whatever area has tit vitzoa, and that you do betzonein. The Rambam does quote this lashon of rochitz kedarko. The Rambam has in Shvisa Sasor Paragimel. So there clearly we're not allowing, or there presumably we're not allowing chamin on Yom Kippur. The Rambam still uses the lashon of rochitz kedarko, even though in Shulchan Aruch rochitz kedarko does not appear in Hilchos Yom Kippur in Tafresh Yigimel. In Hilchos Tisha B'Av Tafkuf Nedalid Siftes. There, the lashon mechaber is in Mahayu Yadam Luchlachas Betida Betzawa Mutar Lirchas Aver Lichloch V'Layital Kol Yadav Elo If Yatzorach LaHavir HaLichloch. So you wash the minimum area that needs to be washed in order to remove the lichloch. That seems to be a machlokas of contemporary poskim. How to understand this? Rochitz Kedarko, is there a heter of using hot water to remove the tit betzawa where it could be effectively removed with cold water? Yeah. Well, you could have the Xeris Merchatzos of washing with hot water anyway. That's right. That would be a Hilchos Yontiv issue, or Hilchos Shabbos / Yom Kippur issue, not a not an Inui issue. That would be for part of the body too. Okay. So the Baal Yishlochah raised another question here in Sifkatan Beis. How dafk is panu yad v'raglav? So the heter of washing panu yad v'raglav b'tzonein, does it also apply to other limbs? Is it dafk panu yad v'raglav? So panu yad v'raglav may be unique, he says, because that you have in the Gemara in Shabbos, daf nun amud beis, rochets adam panu yad v'raglav b'chol yom, mishim kona, that a person should wash of Yad V'raglav on a regular basis. And maybe there's something special about Rechitzas Panav Yad V'raglav because that's a min animus to wash those areas of your body. You find in Hilchos Shabbos also that there is a dispensation of washing panu yad v'raglav b'chamin. Sorry, that was Moshe's point a minute ago. So you are allowed to wash panu yad v'raglav b'chamin if it's obviously Hilchos Me'ir Shabbos on Shabbos. There's a discussion there in Shin Kavav. Does that apply to other Eivarim also, as long as it's not Rov Gufo? And maybe that should be true for Navel also, if he's not sure. Does the dispensation of Panu Yad V'raglav apply to other Eivarim as well? He also just raised the question in Sifkat and Ches that nowadays there may not be Heter for Raglav. If we live in societies where people don't walk around barefoot, so maybe there's no Heter of washing Raglav, even Bitzonein, for an Avel Toch ship. Okay. Take a look at Rabbi Kiveger here in his comment to Siv Vav. The Mechaber there writes, that a Bogeres who needs to look marriage eligible is allowed to apply makeup in a way that other women wouldn't, tell Sheva. Aval asura b'rchitzas chamin kol gufa. But she can wash kol gufa b'chamin. Says Rebbe Kiveger, but tamuli, amai daiki kol gufa hafilu panu yadu v'ragva v'sura b'chamin. Why does Mechaber say, a Bogeres, where there are certain dispensations for makeup, we're not makeup by Rechitza, she can't wash kol gufa b'chamen. Why tell me kol gufa? She can't even wash less than kol gufa b'chamen. She can't even wash pani other ragla b'chamen. K'disa l'hedya b'suga tanis, ilay m'b'chamen ena Bogeres rashai. After all, Avil's asur lahoshet etzbaav b'mayim chamin, and Avil can't even stick his finger into hot water. Not only panu yad v'raglav. That's the memor of Rav Sheshes there in Tanis Daf Yud Gimel. And that's what Kiveger is saying here. It doesn't appear this way in Shulchan Aruch Beferish, but he says we assume like that lahalacha, that for an Avil toch sheva, even hoshatas etzba b'mayim is going to be asur. And that's what the Rambam sounds like, Perakei Lacha Dalid. Perakei Lacha Dalid. Bechein, Asur Bechitzas Mixas Gufo Bechamin. You can't wash even Mixas Gufo Bechamin. It sounds like any little bit. And that is the Achra Poskim, that is Asur for an Avel to wash even Etzbo Ketana in hot water. Divrei Sofim Sifkatan Gimel, Rabbi Karp, Perek Gimel, Sif Aleph. However, Rabbi Karp and the Divrei Sofim point out that there is a tshuva of the Prima Gadim. Relatively recently, in 1980, they printed for the first time a collection of tshuvas of the Prima Gadim from a Ksav Yad called Tshuvas Megidos. So in a Tshuvas Megidos, Simon Gimel, he writes, Yeshli herhure dvarim amarti asicha viaruchli. Hine mechaber kasapani adavurag bechamen aser. And Sif Beis, as we'll see, says sicha kalshu aser. So if it was the case that there's an isr of chamen, even Beth Bakhtana, so why did the mechaber say pani adavuraglav? He should have said even Beth Bakhtana. He wants to say kalshu, he says kalshu, as when it comes to sicha. So apparently you see in the mechaber. And when it comes to the Isra Cham, and the staff kapana yad of raglav, the Moshe that's bo, and mixas gufo would be mutter. So it says, the Prima Gadim in Shuvas Megidos, Simen Nun. But it looks like the Achra Poskim is L'chumra, that even Oshatas Etzbo B'mayim would be us. Okay. Now, in Sif Aleph, we saw the Heter of Mnei Azuama. And Sif Gimel, the Mechaber Zedin of Istinus. Yeledas Avela Shesricha Lirchos Mutter. So that in Vistinus is based on the Gemara in Brachos Hasayin of Days, the Maisa of Gamliel, who was Relchitz Laila Ishta, Laila Rishon Shemes Ishta. Is there a difference between, or in the parameters of, the din of Zuma in Sif Aleph and the din of istin is in Sif Gimel. So the Tosfos in Brachos Tezayin Mubeis, Tiber Maskel Istinis, Tosfos equates the din of Istinis there with the din of Chatatin Berosho, which is a Gemara in Daf Ayin Zayin in Yuma, in the context of the Heter of Sicha. Right? The Gemara there says, well, Sicha's Kirichitza, and when it comes to Sicha, there's a Heter of Chatatin Berosho, which is an example of Mnei HaZuma. So Tosfos equates the heter of Istinis to the heter of Zuma. It sounds like it's one and the same. And that seems to be the Kavan of the Gon here in Sifkatan Aleph, who's Mitzayin on the din of Tit Vitzoa, both the Gemara in Yuma and the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Yuma of Chatatin of Zuama, and the Gemara in Brachos of Istinis. The Sanhedrin of the Gaon assume like Tosfos that they're really two different applications of the same theme, that Istinis and Chatatin are one and the same. And that's, if you look at the Agos Maimonides on the Rambam, Perek Hei Halacha Gimel, or Oth Gimel, Perek Hei Oth Gimel, it's on the din of Zuama, where the Rambam quotes the din of Zuama there in Perek Hei, the Hagos Maimonides comments, that's like the Maisa of Gamliel, who was an Istinus. Again, it sounds like it's one and the same, or two different applications of the same din. Okay. Take a look at the Shach, Sifkat and Beis. The Shach writes, going on Yoledes, Chesricha Lirchot Mutter, Afilu Biyom Risha. So Yoledes is allowed to wash even on day one of Avelus. Niu im Ein Latzara Kolkach, Yesh Lahachmir Biyom Risha, and Kenkos Bechon. But better to be Machmir if possible on the first day if you can avoid Rechitza on day one, even for a Yoledes. And that's what the Mordechai writes, tough, tough, kuf yud zayin, that this seems to be out of deference to the Sheet in Rishonim, that Avelus Yom Rishon Darais. So Gamliel was only matir to be Rochet Balaila Achar Shemesa Ishto, because Aninus Laila Darabanan, and even if Avelus Yom Rishon Darais, it doesn't include the following night. So the reason to be Machmar on day one would be out of deference to the Sheet in Rishonim, that Avelus Yom Rishon Daraisa. Father Shulchan, Beurim, Page Kuf Be Gimel, raises the question that if that's a concern, why did the Mechaber himself say so? Why did the Mechaber say that an Istinus should be Machmir on day one, not to engage in Rechitza? Father Shulchan thinks, to explain this, that maybe there's a difference between Istinus and Zuama. That the reason, as we explained, that there's a heter of Zuama, Lahavir's of Zuama, is because that's not called the Rechitza Shaltanu. That's not the Rechitza that is Aser. But when it comes to an Istinus, the Rechitza of an Istinus is a Rechitza Shaltanu. Even if you're washing yourself to prevent Sar, there's an element of Tanu there. If you're dirty, you're covered with tit and soa, that's not a rechitza shel tanuk. But if you're finicky, you're uncomfortable without washing yourself, that's still a rechitza shel tanuk. Rechitza to remove tsar is still a rechitza shel tanuk. Ella, that if talking about an issa derabanan, b'malkum tsar lo gazru. So to the extent that nihuge avelus are derabanan, so b'malkum tsar lo gazru is a rechitza b'chia gavna. An istinus is allowed to engage in rechitza because it's a makom tsar. So that only makes sense after day one. That an istinus can't be rochets on day one if you hold that avelus yom rishon deraisa, because there's no heter of tsar on a deraisa. The heter is only on a derabanan after day one, as opposed to lahavir sezuma. So lahavir sezuma, that is mutter even on day one, because that's not the type of rochitza that is Asura. Now, he acknowledges the Baal Yishalchan that it's not matchma that way in the Rush, because the Rush equates Zuhama and Yoledes. It's not matchma that way in the Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Tafrei Shu Gimel, Sif Gimel, where the Ramah writes that if you're Bam in a Derech and Yom Kippur, you can wash your feet because that's not a Rechitza Shel Tanug. According to his definition, that is Rechitza Shel Tanug, if that's a kind of istanistic. And as we pointed out, it's not Masha the way in Tosas and Brachas. Tosas there also clearly equates istanis and Chatat. So the Baal Yishalchan says this all to explain why the Mechaber doesn't restrict the heterim on day one. Right, and he's bothered that it should be a Yoledes, should be a Surah to be Rechetzes on Yom Aleph. So in his analysis of the difference between an Istanis and Chataten slash Zuhama, that a Yoledes is more analogous to the Zuhama Chataten case. Right, as the Mechaber equates Irbuvia Bereshe, and therefore Yoledes would be Muteres, even if Yolda Veles Yarmisha Daraisa on day one. Now, the simpler explanation, perhaps, of the Mechaber Shita is that the Mechaber Paskes Me'ikar Adin that Veles Yarmisha is not Daraisa. That's what we saw in the first year in Simon Shin Sadi Tess. That the Mechaber reflects the minog when it comes to calculation of Avelis on Yom Tov Sheni, that Me'ikar Adin, Avelis Yom Rishon is also Derabbanan. And if that's the case, then the grounds to be Matir across the board on Yom Rishon, even for an Istanis, even if you assume that Istanis and Chatatin are one and the same. Even the Shach only says that you should be Machmir L'Chachila, as opposed to the Bach, who says that a Yom Aleph it's Asher Finistis Bikar Adin, but the Shach only says he should be Machmir L'Chachila for Yoledes. And I think Rav Avadya gives that same explanation in the Mechaber as well. So the Achreyach to make this distinction may not be as apparent. And beyond that, the other ahara to make on this comment of the Ba'adir Shulchan is that aside from the fact, the number one, most Rishonim in the Gemara there in Brachos assume that the heter for istinus is also because it's not the rechitza sheltanu, that it's fundamentally the same as chataten, as uama, as we saw in the Tosfos. The Gemara there says, what? Regamliel wash belaila bishona, because he held aninus laila daraisa. Says the Ritva over there, that even if avelus yom rishon is draganon, like the Bali Tosfos, but they still were machmer in yom rishon because ke'en daraisa tiknum. So in the other direction, even if you assume that avelus yom rishon draganon, there still may be a reason to be machmer for an istinus b'yom rishon, even if the heter for istinus is because it's not a rechitza shel tanuk. So the shach's comment that you should be machmir l'chachila may be true even if you hold avelus yom rishon derabbanan. L'maisa, no one's machmir in that when it comes to tit soa, even if you are machmir that an istinus should be rochitz on Yom Aleph. No one's machmer tit b'tzoa, you shouldn't wash yourself on Yom Aleph. And presumably that's a kal v'chomer for Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur there's a heter of tit b'tzoa. So obviously you should be mutter for an avil even the Yom Risha. No, parenthetically, the Rambam doesn't beferish mention tit b'tzoa in Hilchos Avelos. But that could be because you don't have the explicit case in Hilchos Avelos. The Ramban kind of drew it up based on the Yom Kippur model, but you wouldn't necessarily expect to see it in the Ramban. Okay, I have to stop here because I have to give another shiur in 5 minutes. We'll pick up Mirtzah Hashem tomorrow with a little bit more on Rechitza, Rechitza B'Shloshim, and Sicha. Tomorrow will be on Zoom only.